This is Richards 1 to 4 with Mike Richards on TSN 1050, the voice of Toronto sports.
Okay, here we go. You try it again.
Oh, what is it? Back in black.
Yeah, back in black.
All right. Back in black. Back in black. Back in black. No, that's not going to work, is it?
That's the drop of the year. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Come on. Oh, bravo. Mike. Bravo. Mike. Put it down. Clock in Toronto, TSN 1050, Richards 1-4, and the magical replacement voice, Brian Johnson, Mark Zucchino from Golf Talk Canada. That was...
Michael.
Excellent.
The wound's still open. I just got back. I landed at 1 in the morning last night from Miami.
Ugh.
And the wound's still open. We drank the sorrows away, though. We did a very good job of drinking the disappointment of AC/DC not performing away, but...
So what happened? They didn't find a replacement yet.
Well, no. So the rumor is, or what I've read is, they're looking for guest singers to do the last 10 dates or something at a later date, though. Like, they haven't even... I think it's going to fizzle out and just go away, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I just hope call it, so. Just pull the pin.
Yeah. Like, who wants to see some kind of...
I don't care who they get. Like I said, you know, when I think of... Well, wait a minute. What was the band we said that literally sounds like AC/DC?
Jackal?
No, it's not
Airborne?
Jackal. Airborne. Yeah. No, this is the band I'm thinking of. The guy, they sound like AC/DC. Is that right?
They do.
Do we have that?
I will get it.
So we could, you know, you're thinking what, like just plug out the singer from there and just...
Like if he can come close because it's such a distinct voice. And of course, if you go on the internet and try to find freaks... They're all over the place.
But wasn't that why it's invented? The internet was invented
for freaks.
Find freaks.
Absolutely.
Right?
These are people that we never saw that were in their basements right. Talking to themselves. Now they're on full display for everyone. Yeah, still though, no.
Now, what's the name of that band?
Now the music sounds. I mean, that's basic.
Sounds pretty good. I like it.
Four time, you know, rock.
They're
and roll,
from Australia. Yeah. Airborne. They had a couple of big rock hits.
Really?
But that, 5 years ago.
Yeah, but that wasn't one of them.
That was one of them. Actually.
That was.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You know, before we get into golf, Kevin Gibson.
Oh yeah.
TSN Research, right?
Yes.
He's a huge Def Leppard fan.
No, massive. Okay, he massive. Thinks he's in the band. It's
and
weird.
He reminded me of something on Facebook after we were talking about this happening to me. In January, I was in Florida. A friend of mine is good buddies with Larry Gowan, who's the lead singer of Styx now,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
So Styx is opening for Def Leppard in Orlando. We call Larry and say, can we get tickets to the show? Yeah, no problem. Boom. He sets us up, 6-row floors to see Styx and Def Leppard. What happens? Joe Elliott loses his voice.
No.
Show canceled. So
You're the kiss of death.
I am the kiss of death
yes,
for an
are.
80s rock act.
Yeah, that's so, terrible.
Well, I just got tickets to go see Billy Idol. I don't want you to be going to see Billy Idol. Yeah.
Kevin said to me, can you get some Adele and Bieber tickets?
In fact, on this day, March 14th, 1980s, or no, that'd be maybe late 70s? Rock Brigade. That was the first hit. That's the first time I ever heard them. No, 1980. March 14th, 1980. The album On Through the Night, Rock Brigade, and Hello America. I have to hear Hello America. I don't remember that. Rock Brigade was the first time I heard that band, and of course, I liked it.
I loved that.
They sound so much different afterwards. Yeah. I mean, that was very different afterwards, but I did like that.
First four albums, until they turned, and then they turned into Bon Jovi, and then they lost.
And then you said, forget that.
Too
you're
many,
out.
Too many rock ballads all in a row.
They turned you off like Graham DeLette's beard.
Oh, my. If you're Dove, and you've got... sponsorship going. I don't know if that's still an active sponsorship, but they did those Dove commercials for a while. That beard's got to go. And I was talking to Uncle Shawnee off the air. It's not like it's a lucky beard.
No.
But we're 0 for 136 now. There's 136 starts on the PGA Tour without a victory.
Now, did the Dove cream get on his putting grip? Because I got to say, maybe there was a problem with that.
That putter. And, you know, he was negative strokes gained putting daily. It never looked like he was going to get the putter really going. It looked ugly right out of the gates on Sunday night, Mike. But I was talking to O-Dog before, just in our little room there before we come on in the studio here, it was a perfect storm for Graham Dillette to win. The wind was up, so ball striking is imperative. Hitting it solid when wind was just gusting all day. It's a golf course already where people generally don't make a lot of putts and don't make a lot of birdies. And you could tell right on the, just by looking at the scoreboard early, par was going to be a good score. You weren't going to have to go shoot 65 and make a bunch of putts on a Sunday. This was a perfect storm for Graham Dillette to get that first PGA Tour win. And 75 with no birdies is what we get at the end of the day. And again, now we wait and see. Is this going to happen?
Because, see, those are the kind of opportunities. You know when you're kind of all in. Like, this is your day. This is as good a chance as you're going to have as any. Not putting down Schwartzel, who's a substantial player in the world. Haas, another name.
We're not chasing down Jason Day.
But exactly. It's not Spieth in front of you. It's not McIlroy. This is a real good chance. Has he got the kind of personality where this will roll off? Or is it going to burn him a little bit? Because the reason I ask that is, some guys, it's good when they have the chip. Other guys, it eats them so bad because it's a mental game that they just can't seem to get it on the rails. Where does he fall?
Yeah, you know, and that's a tough question. We're going to have to wait and see. But I think for it to fall on the side of something positive, I think he needs to make a drastic putting change. I think he needs to do something, Mike, so different with the putter. You know, maybe bite and chew on the end of it. Something absolutely crazy that looks and feels completely different to get him feeling more positive about the next time he gets in that situation. Because what we saw with that putter and that stroke again on the weekend, and on Sunday especially, I don't think he can go into another situation like this with a chance to win with the same type of mechanics and same type of thought process with the putter as what we've seen. I think it needs to be something crazy different, like something like what Matt Kuchar's doing. I don't know what. You know, I'm not a putting guru or instructor, but what I do know is this. Right now, when he's looking down with that putter, there's nothing but negative energy and negative thoughts. That is not going to go away.
Well, you got Arnold Palmer. You got Bay Hill coming up.
Yeah.
He will be in that?
I believe he's in the field.
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, you're getting close to that, what is it, April 7th, the Masters? Yeah,
we're 4 weeks away. Yeah, yes. And we have one Canadian in the field, which is Mike Weir on a past championship. Yeah. And we've got, so no David Hearn, who had a great year last year. Like, Hearn in 2015 had multiple chances to win, didn't get the win, but almost won the Canadian Open on Canadian soil.
Yeah.
Almost won the Greenbrier Classic, lost in a playoff just down the road here in Virginia. He had a great season, but I think, you know, Adam Hadwin starting to play well near the end of last year, playing okay this year, but again, no wins.
And of that group, though, don't you think it was, and still is, Graham Dillette the one that's supposed to do this, get it done?
I think it was, if we go back, Mike, to 2014, when he was part of that President's Cup team, right? Remember, you know, that was at Jack's house where they play the Memorial at Murfield Village Golf Club in Dublin, Ohio. And he was a star on that team. Him and Jason Day were the two stars of that President's Cup team. And we were all talking like, this is just going to trampoline him into a monster 2015. Never happened. Got hurt, the freak wrist injury, and just things never went the way they were supposed to go for Graham Dillette. Now, if you're asking me who's the Canadian that's supposed to win out there, I'm not going to say Graham Dillette. I'm going to say David Hearn and Adam Hadwin, in my mind, are positioned to be the next Canadians to win next over Graham Dillette.
Like, to not make the cut, you know, in this tournament. I mean, some of these things, I mean, it's not been a great season for Canadian golfers.
No, it hasn't.
So far.
No, not yet. And again, we've got 4 weeks to go for the Masters, and unless one of them wins, they're not getting in. They got to win at this point. They're not going to crack the top 50 in the world or something like that without a victory. They're going to have to win.
Who do you think right now, if we're taking a look at, and look, we're running ads for the Masters, TSN is massively involved,
well, sure,
as you are. It's a very busy time for you. PGA Golf on the radio, like just everything. Are we looking at, you know, first, I mean, you could say big three, big four. I mean, you could say the big eight. I mean, who knows? Right. But is Rory in this conversation? Are we talking Spieth? Are we talking, I mean...
Well, I think the big three are going to be there, but they've got to knock some rust off. Jordan Spieth is, you know, he shot 76 to open up the Valspar Championship this week and fought his way back in with good rounds on the weekend. Spieth will be there. He's just mentally too strong, but he's fatigued. He's tired right now. He's saying and doing things that are unspeakable.
Like, when you say that, when you say that, people are going, It's golf.
You see the schedule?
What do you mean you're tired? I can be tired.
He played in four different continents in six different time zones over the quote-unquote off-season.
So is this demands because of the monies they give him and going there?
I think that's what happens, Mike. I think you get that green jacket, and now people are throwing dough at you to come here and come there. He had to go back to Australia and defend his title from the previous year, so he really didn't have a choice on that one. Jason Day took a lot of time off for family reasons, as well as got hurt, so he hasn't knocked the rust off yet. We saw Rory 2 weeks ago blow a lead going into the final round of the World Golf Championship at Trump Doral. He had the 3-shot lead and went backwards on Sunday. So the big three have question marks. Do I think they'll be there? Yes. But look at the last four winners on the PGA Tour. Last four winners are on the PGA Tour. Charles Schwartzel, green jacket. Adam Scott, green jacket. Adam Scott, green jacket. Bubba Watson, green jacket. So the last four winners on the PGA Tour are Masters champions. So, and Mickelson is four. He's done everything this year but win, Phil.
I was going to say he's played well enough.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering,
you don't believe it yet because he's 46 years old and he went lost in the wilderness the last 2 years.
Well, and I'm starting to think that, you know, once you get down on a Sunday and you get down to the last 5 to 7 holes, that a guy who's in his, how old is he now?
46.
Okay, so mid-40s. Against some of these guys out there who are in better shape than Lefty. And you're there, you are on a Sunday. I think sometimes it catches up with you a little bit. I think maybe the younger guy, you know, the Days, the Spieths, Schnedekers, are just going to be in a better place than you are, I think, even physically on that day.
Yeah, and you're probably right. And week in and week out, you are definitely right. The question is, on that magical Sunday, like in 1986 at Augusta, does the old horse have one more left in him, right? And the way it's shaping up right now with a guy who's got 3 green jackets and 5 major championships in total, right? Six major championships now in total. Mickelson looks like a guy who's got to be in the conversation now at Augusta. And a year ago, we were not talking like that at all, right? No. He's going to qualify for the Ryder Cup team this year on points, on merit. If he keeps going, he's leading the PGA Tour in scoring right now, Mike. His scoring average is number one on the PGA Tour. So put it this way. I agree with 100% with what you're saying, but it's not smoke and mirrors. The numbers stand by what he's doing right now.
How much longer do we see Vijay's still on the tour?
Barely, yeah. He should be playing Champions Tour. He's, 51, 52 years old? But he's still double-dipping on both sides. He'll go anywhere.
He loves the money.
If you invite Vijay to play for $20 up here with us, he'd show up.
Yeah. He is remarkable that way in that, as I said, if there's the golf course with the windmill and the clown's mouth behind the Dairy Queen, he's probably there if you give him $10.
He's playing. I'll take the pink ball.
But how often would he win if he goes to Champions?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you got to think right now, if he were to dedicate himself full-time to that Champions Tour, he'd be one of the elite guys out there. Like, don't get me wrong, there's some great players out there, but you've got to think that he's got, you know, a three-win or more season under his belt on the Champions Tour, competing against Bernard Langer and Kenny Perry and, you know, Tom Lehman, et cetera, et cetera. And those guys are still great players. And look at Bernard Langer. He's 58 years old, and he just spits at Father Time. He's laughing at
amazing.
Him. It's unbelievable. But Vijay Singh, you know, if he were to really dedicate himself to that, but I guess he's not there yet mentally. You've got to accept that mentally, right?
Has he ever broken the stigma of the cheat?
You know, people in some circles, no, right?
And they still joke about it. Away.
Yeah,
but it's a joke. But it's that.
But it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, right. I get it, and part of it is that Vijay never really did a great job of making a lot of friends on tour. Mike.
Yeah, he's not the most popular guy.
No, like,
but it's more of a social thing, though, is it not?
It is, but he's also hard to play with inside the ropes. He's been confrontational over at times over the years. I remember him going at Phil 1 year for still wearing metal spikes. And, you know, you shouldn't be going after Phil. There's still 10%, 15% of the guys wearing metal spikes out there. Go with the tour. The tour still allows them until the tours ban them.
Yeah, you can do what you want.
You do what you want, right? So he's an awkward duck like that, right? You know, we're going to have Arnold Palmer this weekend. And Arnold Palmer's not doing so well, right?
Yeah.
He's not going to hit the opening ceremonial tee shot this year at Bay Hills, what they're saying. and he's, you know, he's the host still, but I don't think he's going to be as visible as he's been in previous years. And now, Arnold's time was well before social media, Twitter, whatever. Yeah. But we all know Arnold Palmer was never shy of having a good time on the road with the boys and having a few good-looking ladies around, right?
Apparently, the stories would suggest this.
Yes. However, no one would speak ill of Arnold Palmer because he was the nicest guy in the world to everybody. He treated everyone equally, regardless of how you touched him in his life. He was either the guy in the locker room attendant or you were the number one writer in the country. Arnold Palmer took care of you. He was friendly. He was nice. He was engaging and warm to everyone. So a lot of people just gave Arnold a free pass on everything, right? Vijay Singh, that's the same reason why when Tiger went down. When Tiger went down, a lot of people
were waiting with the knives.
That's right. Because he gave him a reason to.
That's a really good point, though. And shouldn't be lost on you know, when you think of how athletes handle their time when they're on top. Because there are certain guys that go out of their way to make sure that everyone is looked after. That you need another question? I'll do. I mean, there are some guys who are really good at that stuff. Because guess what? On the way down, you're still going
to
need those
people. That's right. You can get to the top of the mountain and make friends, or you can get top of the mountain and step on people, right? And I look at it as well, Mike, with like coaches. You have those coaches where the team wants to run through a wall for the guy. And then there's coaches that, you know, scream and yell and dictate, and they have short runs. And it doesn't last too long.
They lose the room.
They lose the room.
Guys don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, because screaming at somebody is only going to motivate them for so long, right? It's like, look at how beloved you and I are. And just the legions of people that will run through walls for
I
us.
Remember every single person who screwed me, because there will come a time in the day that those disfavors will come back on them. Vendetta. It's called vendetta.
Thank you, Don.
That's Angry Mike. He knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably got a list.
Oh, that list is deep. That list is deep. All the way back to the old country, right down to the Danforth. That list is like deep.
1952. Enzo Marconi owes me $250.
Left that.
Made a face at me. I remember.
Gave me the evil eye.
Give me the Malocchio in 1952. That morte de femme, I swear to God. He spotted that Danocchio. I had to shoot him right in the eye.
Oh, man.
By the way, here's your Christmas card for this year.
God bless. God bless.
Marco, thanks so much
see
for coming in.
See you next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
and you said this weekend coming up?
Actually, this Wednesday, we kick off season 2, Golf Talk Canada Television. So 2 p.m. TSN 4, 2:30 repeat TSN 5. So if you're not listening to the Mike Richards Show...
How can that be?
Watch a little Golf Talk Canada instead.
Well, that's what you want to do. And I enjoy the golf puppet show that they've worked into the routine. It's very different.